Israel is the world's punching bag militarily, politically, and religiously, yet through all of those senseless, needless attacks, she stands strong and proud as she approaches her 70th birthday. Among that pride is the ever-growing list of innovations which Israelis have not just created for themselves, but have created for the world to benefit from. This dedication to innovation is the focus of my next guest's book, Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, written by a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council, founder of the merchant processing company, IMS, Avi Georges. How are you today, sir?
It's such a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
And thank you for doing, as I said, I've told a few people already, just when you thought you knew everything there was to know about Israel, along comes Thou Shalt Innovate. You can find out more, by the way, at Avi Georges, JORISCH.com. Yes, we have a link to that, as well as a means to purchase the book over at our website. And one, I guess the first thing I caught was the idea, the concept of innovation, first of all, is fueled greatly by the Israeli government through a variety of programs. And it's not self-serving. There's a social swell to help the world that's the foundation of it. Is that a correct understanding?
Correct. The book features primarily 15 innovations that have had a global impact and improved the lives of billions of people around the world. And as you point out, there are a number of factors that both lead to a highly innovative society and ultimately the desire to not only serve your own citizens, but for the sake of global humanity. And as I point out in the book, there are six factors that have led Israel to create a technological powerhouse. And that includes great universities, smart programs, as you just pointed out, resource awareness when it comes to items like water, energy, food, a highly diverse country with Jews from all over the world, Christians, Muslims, Bedouins, and Druze, a culture of resilience and grit encapsulated in a term called chutzpah, and a highly innovative society when it comes to the military. And when you couple that with the rule of law and a prophetic tradition that's been around for 3,000 years that has been encouraging the children of Israel to feed the hungry, help the poor, and improve the lives of all those around you, when you mix these six factors plus a prophetic tradition, that is what you see with Israel today, a highly innovative society creating innovations that are serving the benefit of humanity.
We use that word innovation, and too many, at least I think, people see that word as at a high mountaintop that's so high they're never going to reach it to gain the understanding, or better yet, to be a participant in innovation. They overcomplicate the picture. Is it really something, at least as on its basis, as clear as seeing a void and trying to figure out how to fill that void?
I think the answer to that is yes. Look, let's just take, for example, an item that just came out 2 months ago that is not featured in the book. El Al, the national airline of Israel, has just issued a wearable blanket that basically fits over you like a poncho. And so while many of us go on flights and are very cold internationally on the flight itself, here someone took the idea of a blanket, like a wrap, in order to encourage you to become much warmer. It is filling this idea of a gap in the market. It doesn't need to be pie in the sky. It can be as simple as a wearable blanket, and as complicated as water independence. Israel is the first country in the world to have declared water independence. It now has a surplus of water. It's a country that is over 60% desert, and it has now declared itself water independent from the weather and its neighbors. And it's done that as a result of using technology like drip irrigation, desalination, recycling of its wastewater. And so when you think about it, the innovation is highly innovative, and you have something that is not so innovative. In other words, it's not so complicated like a wearable blanket.
Among all the stories are just fascinating for their dedication, their drive, and their vision, and really insight into just what the goals are. But I think one of the story that hit me the most was the inventor of ReWalk, because here was something that is going to help so many people except the inventor.
Well, as it turns out, he is an interesting man. He's Amit Gopher is a quadriplegic, and he created something called the exoskeleton. He became a quadriplegic and became extraordinarily depressed. and looked into nature and realized, wow, animals like, take for example, a crab has a skeleton on the outside of its body. I wonder if we could do the same for humans that don't have the use of their limbs. And he created this ReWalk device that allows paraplegics to not only walk again, but run marathons again. And he himself, after that innovation, 2 years ago, created something called the Up and Ride, which allows quadriplegics to use a Segway-like device to stand up and zip around. But what I want your listeners to keep in mind is these innovations are not only used in places like China, Africa, India, and Latin America. All the innovations that I feature in my book are being used right here at home in the United States. The exoskeleton, for example, today is being used by veterans of the U.S. military and folks that are afflicted with multiple sclerosis. If you look at, for example, the water technology that I just spoke about, Israel's IDE has built the largest desalination plant in the Western Hemisphere in California. Drip irrigation is used in most gardens and certainly with farmers in the United States. That technology is used by billions of people. If you are afflicted with multiple sclerosis, there are 2.5 million people around the world that are, you are likely taking a drug that was created in Israel. Two of the most popular drugs, Copaxone and Rebif, treat over half of the people afflicted with multiple sclerosis created in Israel. If you've had back surgery recently, Israel is the only country in the world to have created the first artificial intelligence robot that helps surgeons operate on the spine and most recently the brain. If you have Parkinson's, the technology to get to the basal ganglia, what the sound, there are two innovators from Nazareth, of Christian Arabs from Nazareth, innovated technology to help brain surgeons get to the exact part of the brain to pulse it in deep brain stimulation, and they did that using sound. So if you've had Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis, you're a paraplegic, and the list goes on, you're likely using technology that was created in Israel and is helping not only you, your friends, and your colleagues, but billions of people around the world.
And with Avi Joris, who is the author of Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, avijoris.com is the website. We have a link over to our page as well, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is there any underlying theme or connection between the innovations that you have in Thou Shalt Innovate, as well as the many others, but beyond that, because you also list in the back of the book, too, the runners-up, as they can be called, but even those are spectacular discoveries and developments, too. But do they have a root in Israelis looking at their beginnings, the beginnings of their countries, what was absent, what the needs were, and say, well, if we fulfill these needs for us, and at the same time we're developing resources for the rest of the world, like in countries in Africa, maybe former colonized countries even, because that's also part of Israel's history, too, a lot of people forget about.
Absolutely. So you have here necessity is the mother of all invention. Take, for example, the solar panel. Most people are not aware of the fact that the first commercially available solar panel was created in Israel in 1956. Israel was facing bankruptcy because people wanted to take hot showers. And because the country has not much in the way of natural resources, a man by the name of Harry Tzvi Tabor created the solar panel in order to heat water to allow people to take hot showers. That technology today is used around the world. Or take, for example, United Hatzalah. It's an organization based in Jerusalem that took this idea of saving people's lives literally. If I were to have a heart attack right here, right now, it would take, on average, 20 minutes to send an ambulance to my home anywhere in the country. And in Israel, a man by the name of Eli Beer, the founder of United Hatzalah, took the idea and said, no, we have to reduce the time. We can use technology. He created an army of 5,000 emergency responders around the country. He gave each and every one of them an Uber-like application on their phone to alert the five nearest emergency responders to a medical emergency. And in order to get there, many of them have something called an AmbuCycle, a hybrid between an ambulance and a Vespa. And so as a result, they have reduced the time that it takes an emergency responder to get to the scene of a medical emergency from 20 minutes on average down to 3 minutes anywhere in the country and 90 seconds in major metropolitan areas. Think about that. A medical emergency practitioner can now get to the scene of an emergency much, much, much faster, from 20 minutes down to 90 seconds. And that came as a result of a need where the country was afflicted with terrorism and threats consistently. That technology is now used in 20 countries around the world, including in Jersey City, right outside of New York. There's no reason, though, that this technology, which is scalable, shouldn't be used in every city around the country, if not entirely blanketing the country, in places like New York, Jersey City, Washington, D.C., Chicago, L.A., San Francisco. Just a few weeks ago, the mayor of San Francisco died standing outside of a Safeway. I have to wonder what would have happened had this technology been around in San Francisco. Would an emergency responder manage to get there quicker? I tend to think so.
And what's also a lesson from Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World, is here are the resources that the country of Israel makes available to the wannabe innovators and those who are repeat performers or are those as well. Why can't the other countries, America, Europe, and others, do the same instead of over-regulating innovation and stifling innovation? That's one of the lessons that you will realize from Thou Shalt Innovate, How Israeli Ingenuity Repairs the World. Find out more and, more importantly, get your copy and learn about another part of history of the country of Israel as the 70th birthday approaches. Avi Jorisch, JORISCH.com. Avi, you have done Israeli ingenuity proud by bringing it to the people for greater awareness, greater appreciation, and inspiration. Thanks for doing that and for being here today.
Thanks for having me. I'm happy to come back anytime.